Chapter 22.
No!
I uttered a surprised cry and frantically grabbed at my other pockets. No mummy hand.
Gabe, what's wrong?
Sari demanded.
The mummy hand! It's gone!
I told her, my voice choked with panic. Scrape. Scrape. The foul odor grew stronger as the ancient mummy dragged nearer. I was desperate to find my mummy hand, but I knew there was no time to think about it now.
We've got to make a run for it, I told Sari. The mummy is slow and stiff. If we can get past it... But what about Daddy? She cried. We can't just leave him here.
We have to, I told her. We'll get help. We'll come back for him. The mummy made a brittle cracking sound as it stepped forward, the sound of an ancient bone breaking. But it continued toward us, moving stiffly but steadily, its arms outstretched.
Sari! Run! Now!
I screamed. I gave her a hard shove to get her going. The room blurred as I forced myself to move. The mummy made another loud cracking sound. It leaned its body forward and reached out as we dodged around it. I tried to duck under the mummy's outstretched hand, but I felt the scrape of its ancient fingers against the back of my neck. Cold fingers, hard as a statue. I knew it was a touch I would never forget. My neck tingled. I lowered my head from its grasp and plunged forward. Sari let out low sobs as she ran. My heart raced as I hurried to catch up to her. I forced myself to run, but my legs felt so heavy, as if they were made of solid stone. We were nearly to the doorway when we saw a flickering light. Sari and I both cried out and skidded to a stop as a beam of light swept into the room. Behind the light, a figure stepped into the doorway. Shielding my eyes from the sudden brightness, I squinted hard, eager to see who it was.
Neela!
I cried as she raised the flashlight beam to the ceiling.
Neela, help us!
I choked out.
It's come alive!
Sari shouted to her.
Neela, it's come alive!
She pointed back toward the mummy.
Help us!
I screamed. Neela's green eyes widened in surprise.
What can I do?
She asked, and then her expression changed quickly to anger.
What can I do about you two kids? You shouldn't be here. You're going to ruin everything.
Huh? I cried out in surprise. Neela stepped into the room. She raised her right hand. In the dim light, I struggled to make out what she was holding up.
My little mummy hand.
She raised it toward the mummy.
Come to me, my brother,
Neela called.